Hi there, it is week 43 of 52 weeks of inspiration. Okay, we don't have a lot of weeks left in this year, but I'm really focused on something that I keep seeing as my social media algorithm feeds me, I guess, what it is that I'm craving at this time, if that's how the universe of social media works. I keep seeing these nostalgic videos that come back that want to take us back into the 90s, into the 80s. And I can't help but watch them and silently and secretly wish for that time. But quotes definitely tell our age, and they definitely tell us about something that is going on in the world. Because in the 90s, we shouted with power. And we demanded truth and we declared. But today we're whispering and we're trying to untangle our pain. And I do think that we have learned that growth takes patience. For example, the most famous quotes that we were hearing in the 90s were things like, "Hasta la vista, baby," you know, from The Terminator, or "You can't handle the truth," from A Few Good Men, or even "Keep the change, you filthy animal," from Home Alone. Whereas now the most popular quotes in 2025 are things like, "As long as I'm alive, I will continue to try and understand more because the work of the heart is never done," Muhammad Ali. Or, "It's not too late, you're not behind, you are where you need to be," Mark and Angel Chernoff. And even some heavier quotes that have been said now in 2025. "The world is undergoing an energy transition that is unstoppable." Or, "We're witnessing a black backsliding in democracy everywhere in the world, even in the most advanced democracy." Things have changed. It's not so simple as "Hasta la vista, baby," or "Keep the change, you filthy animal." You see, we're now working in a space of healing. And not only are we in a space of healing, I think that a lot of us are in a space of breaking all the way to the core to be able to heal. 2025 feels heavier, denser, a lot. And I think it's normal to feel like the 80s were a little bit more black and white and that the 90s were a little bit more simple. And of course, my take on that is that the internet has really done a number on our souls. So I guess what I'm saying is, if you're seeking those things in the 80s or 90s because you need a break from that heavy stuff, that's okay. Maybe it's time to close the laptop, shut off the phone, and be outside, be in the moments that you're in, and go back and reminisce about those things. Maybe you need to go for a walk until the streetlights come on, and then you'll know it's time to come home. Maybe you need to sit out front and suggest to your grandkids or nieces and nephews that they start a lemonade stand. Maybe you need to make sure that your toboggans are in place, because this winter will be less about being on the screen and more about being outside. Whatever it is that you need, just remember, you've got it. The dinging of the social media is a perfect way and a perfect reminder that even when we're trying to be in the moment, we can still be distracted by things this year that feel super heavy and super a lot. Have a great week. And I'll chat with you soon.